Learning Masechtas Vei Daf Chaf Tesim in days. Maris is Tana Rabbanan Ein Shainim Kemach Biyantiv. What does it mean Shainim? And there already was Arkada, it was sifted already from Erev Yamdiv, and now you're doing a second sifting. You're doing a second sifting to make it nicer. So that's a machlokes. Ein Shainim Kemach, the Tanakhama says Ein Shainim Kemach Biyantiv, you're not allowed to, and Mishum Rabbapayas Yabudu Ben Beseram Shainim, you are allowed to. Now Rashi says, why ain't shein? And Rashi just says, the efshaloi me'esmo, but doesn't explain whether it's a malacha and what exactly it is. Rashi, by sheinim, why you are allowed to, Rashi says, the leket tircha, there's no tircha, the davar aniru hu shezei yipam shnia ve'enze kemarakit liver. That second Rashi that explains the heter is mashma, that really there's no malacha of arkada anymore. Because it's just because of yipui, it's Pam Shnia, and you're not really doing a Bahir. So, man, it's not really the Malacha of Merakeit. He also mentions the Leka Tircha. There's no Tircha. That sounds like a little bit that the one that asks it is because it is a Tircha or an Uvda Dechel. That's really what it says in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Simtavka Vav Siv Gimel. He says, Rekad is Malacha Sasuris Beantiv, the first Rekad, I feel it's Erech Achila, but that's only the first Erekad. If it's already Nirkad, so the second time is Mutter. There's no psalus in Eichel. There is no malacha done. But since you could have done it before Yamtiv, so maybe you have to make a shinui. It sounds like the problem here is tircha of the dechayel. And that's what's mashman Rashi. The Ra'ah, and the Ran a little bit more, explains like this. They say, what's the difference between the first Arkada and the second Arkada? They're going with the Shitas Rishainim that we mentioned a number of times. Come on, all the Rishainim say this. What Malachas Eichel Nefesh Amutter and what are Asur? That the ones are Liyamim Rabbim, the ones that are generally done for many, many days, that's the ones that are Asur. The ones that are usually done just for today, that's the ones that are Mutter. Shals, is it the Reisa? Is it the Rabbanan? The Rishainim talk about in the beginning of the third parak. The Zakhtaran, the Ran, the first Arkada, is done for many days. That's how it is. It's done in the field. After you finished grinding it, so then you do a Harkada to store the flour, Liyam Rabin. So that's Asur and Yamtif. The second Arkada is done in the kitchen, right before you bake. That's done, Liyama, Litzari Chayim. So they're a little bit mashma, since they make this chilik, that the second Arkada is also a malacha. It's just mutter because it's a regular mlechus echel nefesh, it's not nasus as mamruba. And why is it asr? It's the second akada after the first akada. So in emesid you could say, even if you hold that the second akada is mechlal not a malacha like Rashi's mashma, that the asr is exer. But Rashi's not mashma. Rashi says it's asr because it's efshe me'esma. It's mashma, like we're saying, it's an inyan of tircha ukadayma. But that's another interesting nekuda, that Rashi is mashma at the second arkada, like Shulchan Aruch Rav says, mu'am mefurish, it's bechlal not a malacha, the whole only isser is tircha perhaps, and there are on the Ran is mashma, it is a malacha, nafkamina legabe shamis, but it has the heter of malachas eichel nefesh, it's mutter on yamtif, because it's not made liyam and rabbit. Now the Gemara brings a machlekes, shainim or ain shainim, and at the end of the sugya, the Gemara brings two stories. One story about the wife of Rav Yosef that he did the kemach on the back of the sieve, the nala kemach agamah de mahulta, and Rav Yosef told him, no, make sure that I want very good bread. In other words, he was telling her not to do the shinui. Then the Gemara also brought from the wife of Rav Ashi, and there it says a different shinui, that he did it agamah de psera, and Rav Ashi said that my wife is a daughter of Rami Bachama, who is a Murad Uvda, who is very medactic by myself. She must have seen this in her father's house. So that sounds like Rav Ashi held that you should be Mishana. So the Rambam Shita is that the Maskana Sagamar is you have to be Mishana. The Rambam says you're not Merakit Pam Shnia, Pam Shina Mutter, and he says two possibilities of Shina. You do it Me'achere Hanafa, or you do the Rikan Algabe Yashochan Ukeitze B'Shina Zeh. His Mashmi compares the two Shinas to each other. So that's the Rav Ashi Shita, and the Rambam is not Mechal between the two Shitas, and seemingly, the Rambam holds that Rav Ashi is arguing on Rav Yosef when passing like Rav Ashi, that you do need a Shinui. Now, the Rif brings both stories, and the Rambam declares that maybe the Rif Fakir, if the Rif would only hold like the Rambam, so perhaps he'd only bring the second story. The fact that he brings both stories is a raya that he holds you don't need a shina like Rav Yosef. And why did he bring the story of Rav Ashi? Because she was machmer. It didn't. Rav Ashi didn't mean to say it was asim ikurah din. Rav Ashi meant to say it's okay that she's machmer. Raya Bachama was a morid uvli, was a bezunder, a machmer, and she learned this chumer from her father. But ikurah din, you don't need a shina. And the truth is, our kamari shenim that hold you don't need a shina. The Rajman Avedis HaKadosh, and the Raivan and Asagis, and the Bala Itter, they don't need a Shina. It could be they learned this way also in Rav Nachman, that it said that Rav Huna Zuti was the Yorish Rav Bar Rav Huna Zuti Episcopal the Naradah Shainim Kamach, and Rav Nachman said, Puki Vamla Abish Kudvas Kudvas Kizvi, Pukazi Kamahuta Havim Ben Naradah, that could be he learns that it means it was Mutter without a Shina. And the male, that's the Maskana Sagamar, and Navashi was just a Chumra. Now the Rosh has an interesting chat in the two Maises. He says they don't argue on each other. It's two different types of shinois. Rav Yosef's wife did a shinui which affected the actual quality of the kemach. You're trying to make it the shinin on the agabi nafa, so it won't be good. So Mela, Rav Yosef says, no, I want it to be good. You don't have to make a shinui in a way that would affect the quality and it won't be good. But Rav Ashi made a shinui, agave the beser. Taisus learns that the pshat is that instead of it going into a big bowl, it went onto the table. But the actual quality was the same. So that's not a big shinui, and well, that you do have to do. And that's actually the Psak of the Torah, and really, and the Shulchan Aruch, that says you have to do a shinui, but not the shinui of doing it by turning around the nafa. The shinui al gabi shulchan is also good enough. So practically, you're not really arguing on the Rambam. The Rambam also says you can have a shinui, achari nafa of rikin al gabi shulchan. And of course, them ask him that a chayy enough is even a better shina, and that would work. It's just the pshat that was saying that Rav Yosef says you don't have a shina, meaning you don't need a big shina, a real shina, a shina that will affect the quality of the kemach. Rav Ashi is saying you need some shina, you need the shina of a gabe shulchan. That's the pshat of the Torah in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavkuv Vav Sif Beis. Now the Gemara says that if a tzroi kisem falls into the flour, so then they agree, v'shavin, they agree, both men, the arm that argue, if you shain him, they agree that you are shain him if it's tzor kisim falls into the flower. Then it says on that, t'ni tana kamei d'ravina ein shain him kamei huyantiv, ava nafal tzor kisim b'ari b'yadah. That there was a brisa in front of Ravina that said, you can't be shain him, even if it's nafal tzor kisim, you have to actually take it out with your hand. And Ravina answered that, amalei koshkein da'asad ha'valei b'ari. So, the Rambam, when he holds that you need a shinui, and also the Rif and the Rosh, the Rambam says clearly that when it's nafal tzor kisim, you don't need a shinui. Then shainim is mutter, so you don't need a shinui. And the Rif and the Rosh also mashma away. They bring this Gemara that you don't need a shinui nafal tzor kisim. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Then in that case, you could do the second harkada since it's a tzor kisim without a shinui. There is one shita, the shaila what the Raivad Hasagas means. The Raivad, like we mentioned before, held that normally you don't need a shina. The Bach learns the Raivad and Hasagas means if enough of Tzorakisa, then you do need a shina. That's a big chiddush. But Pashas Hasagi is not that way, and that's how Raiv Rishainim learn. Like we mentioned, some Rishainim hold, you never need a shina. But the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh, what's the shaila how the Rif learns, but the Rambam and the Rosh clearly hold that you do need a shina, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur is dafka when it's just the regular shayinim, but with the tzor and the kisim, then you don't need a shayinim. So what's the reason? Why is tzor and kisim different? So first of all, Rashi says that the reason why in shayinim kamach b'yandav because the efshel esmal, like we said, the time of Rashi is al tzircha, which was the dechayel, but Rashi threw in because it was efshel esmal. Here, the tzor and kisim fell and it wasn't efshel esmal, so it's not a problem. Now, If the issue was, because like we said, that the Rander all say that the Shainim Masandi was not the Derech to do Liyam Rabbit. So the Chaya, and why is it Asa? Because in Xera it looks like original Akada. See, I guess you have to say that, but the Tzor and Kisim, it doesn't look like it's the first Akada. Then it's more Mechiach that you're not doing a real Akada, you're only doing it because of the Tzor and the Kisim. It's more Mechiach that. And Rashi really says this. Rashi says, "Vashayne ain't a miraket shay nirisha kol yitziv ain't kan subin." But he doesn't say. The fact is, when you have the tzur and the kisem, it's more muchach. It's not like miraket parmeshon. Or you could say that you don't have much of a choice. Here you could do without the shaynin, but here you don't have much of a choice that they weren't geyser. So the Mishnah Berurah asked an interesting question, because the Gemara, the Mishnah earlier, now if you dial in the base at the end of the first parak, says that when you're doing Berurah by kidneys, you have to do it with your hands dafka and not with enough of a kivra. So why is this mutter? By flour, here you have a tzur and a kisei, so you're doing Berurah, and here, fakarit it sounds like, that when you do the Berurah with enough of a kivra, that's mutter. And we do with the hands, the Gemara discusses it, like we'll see soon. But why is it mutter? If by beans, when you're being very kidneyous, it says you can't use enough of a kivra, so how come by the nafal teichet, sorry, kisem, by the flour, you could use enough of a kivra? What's the difference? There's a rule that we had before by bayer, that enough of a kivra is asr, so how come here it's mutter? So he says in Pashat Teretz, that by the kidneyous, the way you do the brayer l'zman meruba is by enough of a kivra. The official brayer that's done, the work, the malachas uman, the malacha l'zman meruba, the malachas avayda that's done by kidneys is with enough of a kivra. But a kemach, even though you'd use enough of a kivra for the initial arkada, for arkada rishayna, but the tzroi v'kisim you don't take out with enough of a kivra, l'zman meruba. The enough of a kivra is just done more like a kitchen work. He says that's what the meshmayis of the chadish shira are. So that's why the enough of a kivra is only also when that is the ordinary derech breira of this thing. But the ordinary derech breira of flour, not the harkada that's done to take out the subin, but the breira that's done to take out the tzvar v'kisim is not done with enough of a kivra, and that's why the enough of a kivra is mutter. Now the question is, what about by nafal tzvar v'kisim could you be buried b'yadim, right? The Sugi Sagamara goes like this. First it says, machlokes if yishayinim, and v'shavin if it's nafal tzvar v'kisim shishayinim. So that's doing it with enough of a kivra. Then it says, etni tane kamen d'ravina ein shayinim, you can't do enough of a kivra, but dafka have to do with your hand. And Ravina said, no, kol shkein d'havali b'yir. The hand is worse, it's b'yir. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush, none of them say this halacha, that you can't use your hand to take out the tzvar v'kisim. Why? We don't find anyone arguing on Ravina. Right? There was a shaila, could you do it with enough of a kifra? That the answer is yes. The first brisa said yes, and the brisa talkamid Ravina, Ravina rejected that brisa. So immediately you could do it with enough of a kifra. But Ravina also said, koshkin havali bayr. So it sounds like Ravina holds you not allowed to do it with your hand. So why did the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush take out this halacha, the mashmet this halacha, they now do with your hand? So they say so there's two mahalachim. The first mahalach he says is that Ravina didn't mean it was us to do with your hand. He meant to say like this. If you're going to tell me there's going to be an iser to do breira, to do harkada, to do shainin, when there's a tzorev v'kisein, removing it with your hand is even worse. Kol shekein, that's what he's saying. You're saying that there's a din of ein shainin? And so what's the eitzah? Remove it with your hand? That's for sure, Asr. In other words, you who hold that using enough of a kiv is Asr, kol shekein using a hand is Asr. It's worse. But lemaisa, we who hold that you are shaynin, so who then you can take it out with your hand? And the Darkei Maisha holds that is the pshat in the Rambam, and the Rif in the Rush. Magen Mishnah also says that's the pshat in the Rambam, that you're allowed to take it out with your hand. But the Beis Yosef says another pshat, that he says that he thinks maybe the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush didn't discuss taking out the hand, because we're not discussing that here. We're discussing using enough of a kivra. There's another halacha of bayir. They were saying lechon what they wrote, but didn't bayir. But they taka hold the tzasir. That's what the Beis Yosef says, and he says v'zeh pirish nira yaser. Now the chedush yira is mefurish like the first pirish, that the Ravina did not mean to ask it taking out the hand. Ravina was saying, if you're going to ask it with enough of a kivra, kosh can take out the hand. But lemaisa, both of them are mutter. The Rashman of Eretz Kodesh also says that way. But the Rashman of Eretz Kodesh brings, there is a rishayim that ask it taken out with the hand. And I guess they learn up. The Ravina is saying, take the hand is taka asr. And that's what the Magen Mishnah learns, that's what the Magen Mishnah says, pshat and asagas arrive it is. And the Ramah brings both dates. The Ramah brings both dates. So, alacha lemaisa, let's go over the sugi alacha lemaisa, right? We have the shayla of shaynin, which, like we said, either is b'chlal not a malacha of arkada because you're not being bur anything, or it is like the Ran, that's how Rashi learns, or it is like the Ran and the Ra'ah, but it's not done liyam rabbin. And that, we paskin, there are some rishayim that paskin, it's mutter gomer, there are some rishayim that hold that you need a shinoi, the Rambam, And the Rush says, the Pshat is, you don't need a big shinin that affects the quality of the flour, you need a small shinin like doing an ala shulcha. And we have Nafal Tzachet Tzorah Kisei, with their Pashtus, according to Rav Yishenim, except possibly according to the Rav, that you don't need a shinin. The Chazal will matter without a shinin. But then you have the question of B'yadai. B'yadai is a Machlekes Yishenim, or possibly a Machlekes Yishenim. No, clearly a Machlekes Yishenim. The Rashi brings a Machlekes Yishenim. The Magen Mishnah learns it's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid, right? Machlokes are Paiskim. Did Ravina come to say that it's Asa, and then we pass like Ravina, or did Ravina come to say, if Naf of a Kiv is Asa, then it would have to be Asa because it's worse, but really they're both Mutter. And the Ramah brings both days, Lagabe, removing it with your hand. So Achreinim ask a kasha on the Ramah, the Taz, and the Maimamarcha, and the Nair Sholim, that we have a cloud by burr that Yelani bring burr with your hand. That was the whole sugya we had before by means. It's mamish like fakir from our sugya. The naf of the kiver was a problem, but doing with your hands was mutter. Why should here it be usr? So the Chayadim says, very interesting, the Chayadim says there, the main derech, how do you do brera with means? With the naf of the kiver. And that's why it's mutter with your hands. But how do you do brera when something falls into the flour? You don't go and take a naf of the kiver, you pull it out with your hands. If that's the derech, that's what makes it aser. And very interesting. So kum deisa should be a big nafkamina l'halacha l'gavi this. Is there stam a din, l'gavi being burr, psoris, soilus, mitaych, eichel? Is there a din when the derech is to be burr with your hand, then it becomes aser? Now, the sheetahs that hold that here you're allowed to be burr with your hand, and it's consistent with that, would hold that there's no real isabrera on yamtif. As long as you're not doing with enough of a kivra, and even enough of a kivra is only aser by beans. But the sheetahs that hold that here it's asa with your hands, vices when the derech is to do with your hands, then it becomes asa by the hands. So stam, when any time seilus falls into eichel, the derech is to take it out with your hands, it will come out that the din breir by yantif then would be similar to Shabbos according to the sheetah. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kavav Sifkat Yudeis, he says, what's this psak? Is nachem hachma kedei azu. Sounds like me'ikir adin, you could be saimach on the rishonim and the paiskim that you're allowed to take it out with your hands. But it's nachin lahachmir that you shouldn't take it out with your hands. And he says clearly that other brayer source, lefize, he says, if on yantif a fly falls into your cup, so you shouldn't take it out with your hands. You should take it out together with mashka, like you do on Shabbos, he says, by Sheikha and the Shmarim that way. Sounds like a very sadistic machlekes. Brayer with your hands, we find by beans is mutter. Well, that's because the derech is enough of the kiver. But prayer with your hands and the derech is to do with your hands sounds like a machlekes hafeiskim if it's aser or mutter on yantif. Now, another inyan is the first harkada, which that's definitely aser, but the question is the mutter aydei shinui? Kibshutai, the Gemara is all talking about shinim, it's not talking about the first harkada. And Taisa says, Taisa maskal agavad the b'seru, and we call makam ein lahat the tchilas harkada aydei shinui, da shinim de b'raisakai. The shinuyim that I mentioned here is talking about the second arkada, which is anyway not a malacha, or like we said from the Ran and Ra'ah, is not a malacha that's asli yam ram, and so has the heter of eichel nefesh. But then he brings the Rishbam pirish that yishina in lechalik. When you're doing yishina, there's no chil between the second arkada and the first arkada. I guess he's learning at Echvesnish that the one who holds ein shenim holds his taka amalachas arkada, and that's why it's asir. And the reason, and if you're going to be matter that ayidei shinei, you came out to the first akad also ayidei shinei. Tremendous kiddush. Rav Yishenim don't hold that way. The Ran says it's telling in the Girsa. When Rav Nachman said shikul tavuska v'shadi echizi puchazi kama mahul tahadjun ben arda, so we have the Girsa kama mahul tah, how many sees hadjun ben arda? Hadjun means shina. Did it a second time? But there is a Girsa of kama mahulta rakdan ben harda, that they did harkada, and that's mashmam harkada, and it must be al yedei shinei, and that's mashmam like the Rishbam. That's what the Ran says. Now Taisa says you can't be saimich on the Rishbam to do it yourself, but you could be saimich to do al yedei gai. That's what Taisa says, and that's the psak of the Ramah, that even the initial harkada, if you do it with a gai, and the lashon is a mishanek sas, even the small shinei of doing it on the shulchan is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Prichadah says he doesn't understand. Rav Paiskim, all the Paiskim argue on the Rashbam. So why would we matter at Ayidei Gai? It should be like a regular Issa, which is also Ayidei Gai. But the Prima Gondim is mitzadid that the Prichadah is only bothered by a Shinik Sas. With there, it's a possibility of a deraisa. But a shini gomer, like a gav nafa, which affects the quality of the seilus, there is no shash deraisa, it's only derabbanan, and the kuliyami can make them, even according to the bichadash. That's the sugya. One more Indian on the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amevi kaila yayim im makam lamakayim, leivim besav lakuba, avamevi oksefa. The whole discussion coming in, we'll see in the next Amud, about not transporting things in the same way you do it b'chol. You can't use a big box or a big basket. You could take the bottles and put them on your shoulders or in your hands in front of you. But the three sheet is what we're discussing. The Beis Yosef, at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Yud, when the Torah brings us halacha, he says the mashmaos of the Torah is, it's only asur when people could see you. If you're carrying things from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, you want to carry wine, you carry it in a big box, it's not a problem. It's only when you're carrying it in a place where people could see you. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Ramah brings this, and the Ramah is even Beisif a little more. He says if it's in the same chatzir, the same courtyard it's mutter, even though people could see you, the some rayim, it's only usher in a street. You have a street, a mavli, so then it's usher because a lot of people are there. But you're just doing it in a courtyard where the batim lives, in the knesset, from one apartment to another apartment, that's mutter. So that's one shita. That the isser is to carry it in the city streets. Now the Dakim Maisha brings it from the Arzarua, the shame the Rivab, that even two houses in the same city is mutter. It's only asr, l'chayr, when you're going from one city to another city. And the Sharetzion says, it's meduyik in Rashi that way. Rashi, mimakam l'makam, Rashi says, v'teicha tchum al yedei erev. Right? From place to place, he says, in the same tchum, or al yedei erev. What's Rashi saying? If mimakam l'makam means from house to house in the same city, so why is Rashi saying v'teicha tchum? Of course he can't go out of the tchum. Teretz says Rashi must have meant like the Arzarua. Mimakam l'makam is from two different cities. So they right away have like a kasha. Mimakam l'makam. You anyway can't go out of the tchum. He says, no, you can have two cities in the same tchum. We can make an Erev tchum. But if it's in the same city, of course it's in the same tchum. Vayisay says mimakam l'makam, Rashi tights to be in different cities. So that's the second shita. There's a shita that is only usher in a street, but let's say two corners of the same house, or even two houses in the same chatzar is mutter. And there's a shita, even in the street it's mutter. It's only traveling from one city to another, okay, within a tchum or within Erev, right? Because that's like transporting, that's really a delivery. But if it's just in the same city, it's mutter. That's Rashi and the Arzarua, the Shem, the Riva. But then really have a third shita, because Taisus asks the kasha. Here we say that you can't go with a box or a basket, and in Masechta Shabbos clearly it says you could transport things in a box or a basket. So Taisa says it's a chilul din Shabbos and Yom Tov. By Shabbos you're inside, you're in the house, so mele no one sees, so mele you let him mashenken and Yom Tov, then you could take it out of the house and people will see, so then you're not allowed to. So why did Taisa have to make a chilul din Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why didn't you say simply inside the house it's mutter, outside the house it's aser? So the achreinim, the Taisa is Yom Tov, and also the Tzlach and the Ksam Sefer, they say that it seems that the Pshat and Taisus is, even if you're in the house, it's Asr. On Yom Tov, when you could go out of the house, like on Yom Tov, then they Asr it altogether, even in the house. When you can't go out of the house, like Shabbos, then they said it's Mutter. But if you could go out of the house, then it's Asr even in the house. That's what the Achreinim say, Pshat and Taisus, and I guess the Diyuk is, because why was he Mechalti in Shabbos and Yom Tov? Not just Mechalti in the house and in the house. Vaisis and Yom Tov, it's even Asr in the house. So those are the three shittas. The Shulchan Aruch's psak is in the middle, that it's Asr, it's Mutter in the house, or even from house to house in the same chatzir. You have, though, the Darkei Moshe does bring Rishayim and Rashi's Mashman that way. It's only Mutter from city to city, even the city streets it's Mutter. And you have the other way, Taisus, that even on Yom Tov it's Asr, even privately in the house.